Welcome to this conversation about the triangle of creating, enjoying, and clearing. This is Aratima. We could also call it the triangle of creating, maintaining, or manifesting, loving, and dissolving, and rebirthing. So these are three dynamics that always come into play in the world of time and space, in the world of matter. Everything in your body is being created, is being maintained, and then has to dissolve. Every cell in the body, the momentum is always ongoing. And everything has a different time. Some things stay longer, some things need longer time to be created and take longer time to dissolve, and other things go faster. Like, for example, in the body, the stomach lining comes quicker and dissolves quicker than the bones. They take much longer. So if you are in the process of healing yourself and you're very actively engaged, which you are, you will have a preference for a particular approach to your healing. And it could be because you were taught this way, or because it's the modum operandum that's going on right now in the general collective. But this conversation is meant to point to you becoming more aware and sensitive to where are you at in this triangle of movement, in this dynamic of healing, of resolving suffering, becoming more conscious of it, because you will approach it, and you have to approach it differently if you are recognizing where you are stuck or where your next step is. Let's say you are suffering, let's say boredom. That's a very easy one. It's a form of suffering. And you're trying to clear the boredom. I think in this case, you might want to look at the first step, the aspect of the triangle where you're creating. Maybe you have to step out and just do something, let the energy move into some creating. And it's not so important exactly what it is, because you might be stuck. There might be fear as well, because you want to know beforehand what is the right thing. That right and wrong thing keeps you stuck in the mind, and there is no flow towards creating, to just doing, to just moving outward. So once that's done, you will not suffer anymore, because it's not about doing the right thing or the wrong thing. It's about not being stuck. The suffering comes from being stuck. So then you're flowing. Good. The next step is to maintain. Maybe one day you're noticing that you are suffering because you're feeling kind of empty, or you're feeling just not fulfilled. Something you're needing. That's a form of suffering. You might have been cleansing too much. You might be hanging out too much in the third corner of the triangle, which is dissolution. Maybe you're clearing a lot and you're over-clearing, over-cleansing. Then the second point in the triangle, the maintenance, the loving, the nourishing aspect of enjoying the creation is missing. And you're kind of jumping over it because you might have some programs there, some problems of receiving your manifestation, receiving that which has been created from you, through you, towards you. And you're not hanging out there enough and sufficiently. And then sometimes you might be the kind of person that hangs out there a little too long and things get stagnated. And the symptoms will show themselves emotionally, mentally, and also physically if it's a very long-term block that has been sitting around there for a long time. So then you want to go to the clearing, to the third corner of the triangle, which is clearing. You need to do some clearing, letting go, clearing out the house, throwing things out, changing the diet, just letting go of thoughts, attitudes, etc. So maybe that's something very common at the moment that a lot of people do, because we are in a shift into the fifth paradigm that has a lot to do with letting go of the old. At the same time, it's also tricky because that's seeing it from the perspective of the ego, that we're letting go. But what if we turn that around, and from the perspective of being in the fifth paradigm, it looks more like an allowing and a receiving and an enjoying. allowing the manifestation that is arising in this present moment out of this timelessness to be happening. So the conversation is meant to sensitize you towards looking at when you are stuck in a suffering and you're doing something that's not working, you're very likely stuck in the wrong corner of the triangle of creating, maintaining, and dissolving. So you want to check clearly what is needed. And it's actually not that difficult to notice. And you can just try around. You just try something. You notice if it works. If the suffering dissolves instantly, then you're good. You are not necessarily seeing the symptoms disappear right away, because time and space, things always take some time. But the suffering, the contraction, as you as consciousness will release, you get that okayness, or that knowing it's right or you're on the right track. That's what you want to listen to. You begin to put your attention more on that of who you are as consciousness, if you're contracted or uncontracted and open, instead of looking at the symptoms. The symptoms are not that relevant. The symptoms are just there. They are an expression of the contraction. The contraction comes first. So, always checking when you're suffering. Are you needing to create something new? Think in new ways? Do something new? Take a new step? Just forward? Are you asked to nourish, maintain, enjoy, beautify what is? Hang out there and let it be? Or are you in the process of having to let go of something and making a change? And that could be at any level, mentally, physically, or emotionally. So just allow what we talked about just to sink in. You can re-listen to this. You don't have to necessarily analyze it too much. It's just taking in the conversation. And as you go through life, you're going to notice that you begin to understand what is being talked about here. Okay? Thank you.